On the same day that tragedy struck at the Reno Air Show last week, a Rohnert Park man narrowly avoided injury in a strange and improbable near accident just a few hours away. Jim Hayes, an IT worker for the city of Santa Rosa, had traveled to northern Nevada to observe a group of amateur rocket builders launch their creations in the remote desert. When a friend's 4-foot rocket separated in midair, with only half attached to the parachute, Jim rode off on a dirt bike in search of the other half.
I heard a very faint heads up because I was quite a distance away. So I stopped pedaling and I was still coasting. And I said to myself, well, I'm riding a bike in the middle of the desert and I'm moving. What are the chances? So I was just getting ready to start pedaling again when I felt a small concussion of air in the small of my back. And I was like, I wonder what that was.
Hayes later learned that a second rocket, much like his friend's, had also come apart after soaring nearly 4,000 feet into the air. And the part without the parachute had fallen back to earth and struck mere inches behind him.
The rocket had actually impacted the rear tire of my mountain bike as I was rolling across open desert and separated the tire from the bike and bent the derailleur and a few other things. So then I was standing in the desert looking down, and I looked at the tire, and there was the rocket next to the tire, and I put it all together.
Perhaps surprisingly, Hayes says he wasn't shaken or scared by that near miss.
Actually, I thought it was pretty cool. So I picked up the tire, and I picked up the rocket, and I picked up my bike, and I started hiking back to the gathering. And then all of a sudden, the dirt bikes started coming out and the four-wheel drive people started coming out, and they couldn't believe it. This was the closest they had ever seen a rocket get to a human.
And with a little more reflection, Jim realized how improbable and how fortunate the whole experience had been.
It's the rear wheel of a mountain bike. It's 2 inches wide. It's also curved, so it can't hit slightly to the right. It can't hit slightly to the left, or it would deflect off. It had to hit right in the center where it deflated the tire, broke the rim of the wheel. So that was 6 inches away. And if you realize on a bike, it's right in line with your spine too. I mean, that rear wheel is directly in the middle of your back.
Even so, he remains philosophical about it.
I am solidly of the opinion that if you get speared by a rocket in the middle of open desert, it pretty much has to be your time. I really appreciate that I was very lucky, and I'm not making light of it. I was very lucky, but all the probabilities of that adding up, a moving bike, open desert, wind, when that stuff stacks up, you just have to take the cards that are played you.
But as for the bike?
The bike is done. The tire I have, though. I'm keeping the tire.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.